Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
Matthew 9 and 20, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him, not face to face, and touched the hem of his garment. She was not allowed to be up there in front of him. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole that same hour. You believe that's a miracle?
Yes, sir.
How did that happen? Well, Jesus is always Jesus. But she was a certain kind of a person that could get that. You have to be like her to get what she got. Jesus actually stood still. And when she did that, it says, but Jesus turned about. When she touched the hem of his garment, he turned about. He twisted around right quick. And there it was. He stopped still. Like stopped still, flat in his tracks. Jesus stands still, totally stopped in his tracks when he reaches out to heal some people. Jesus stands still, totally stopped in his tracks when he reaches out to heal some people. Multitudes of people throng Jesus. They throng Jesus. But there's so few who really ever touch him. Immediately feels those who touch him. Jesus feels it right then. It stops him. If you touch him, not throng him, if you touch him, it stops him completely still in his tracks, and he can proceed no further. Listen, he can proceed no further until he addresses that need that stopped him. He can proceed no further until he addresses that need that's before him. The woman with an issue of blood. Matthew, Mark, and Luke give an account of her. Matthew, Mark, and Luke. So if it's all in all three Gospels, you know it has to be very, very, very important. Because holy men of old spake as they were moved with the Holy Ghost, right? 1 Peter 1:20 and 21. So Matthew, Mark, and Luke all tell about the woman with the issue of blood. She's a very, very special woman. When Jesus was preaching, Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue, came to Jesus in great need. So here's Jesus preaching. He's preaching in Matthew 9:17. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. While he was saying this and preaching, Matthew 9:18, while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay your hand upon her, and she shall live. Come and lay your hand upon her, and she shall live. And behold, that's Matthew 9:18, Luke 8:41, and behold, there came a man named Jairus, the same story. He was a ruler of the synagogue, a religious man. He fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had only one daughter, about 12 years old, and she lie a-dying. Jesus responded to God, the Father's leading. Jesus responded, I do nothing except what the Father says to do. I do nothing what the Father tells me to do. Jesus responded to God, the Father's leading, and ruler Jairus' faith and earnest plea, immediately Jesus left the preaching he was doing and went to help ruler Jairus. And Jesus arose, Matthew 9:19, and followed him, Jairus, and so did his disciples. His disciples come with him too. He didn't have to say, come on, they're going to be with him. He called 12 that they may be with him. With him. But someone else crossed his path on the way to Jairus' house. Somebody else crossed his path. A woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years. 12 years, remember that. And behold, a woman, Matthew 9:20, which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years, came behind him. She can't really be up there where they are. Came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. And she came up and behold, we interrupt this program to make this announcement. Behold. So what Jesus was doing, Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue, interrupted what he'd been bringing to the people. He's on his way to Jairus' house, and this woman with an issue of blood, she comes up behind him and touches him and stops him and interrupts him too. Wherever you really touch him, he's going to stop and take care of that on his way somewhere else. Amen. So Jesus responded, but someone else crossed his path, met him in the way, a woman which had an issue of blood for 12 years. And behold, a woman, Matthew 9:20, which was diseased of an issue of blood 12 years, came behind him and touched his garment. A woman with an issue of blood, it was specially a disease. It was a disease in her blood. It was not a monthly cycle. It was disease. She was diseased with a bloody flux. It wouldn't stop. 12 years. After a while, you wouldn't have enough strength to walk up that aisle. Somebody lose blood like that, male or female. But she's a female. How could you even walk somewhere? Right? So the issue of blood was specially a disease, which was disease with an issue of blood. The high morreo, to flow blood like a hemorrhage. She was hemorrhaging out a part of her body. Hemorrhaging. It was a disease that wouldn't stop. A disease. Disease with an issue of blood. It surely was. It like flowed. She had been stricken with the issue of blood disease for 12 long years. How many believe that's a long time? How many believe that you probably wouldn't have enough strength to even hardly say anything? 12 years. Incidentally, 12 and 13 years, you listening? Is the age for a son and or a daughter to become bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah. Bar mitzvah, the boy. Bar mitzvah, the girl. 12 years old. So incidentally, 12 or 13 years is the age of a son or a daughter. She had this for 12 years. To become bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah, the women. A son or daughter of the commandment. A bar mitzvah is a son or the daughter of the commandment. They live by the commandment of God. God owns them. You understand? A son, daughter of the commandment, one who assumes adult responsibilities before God, is learning and keeping the Torah, becoming a real Jew, a member of the Jewish community at 12 and 13 years old. You see that? So, incidentally, 12, 13 years, the age of son or daughter become bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah, a son, daughter of the commandment, one who assumes adult responsibility before God in learning, keeping the Torah. Learning the Torah, keeping the Torah, became a real Jew and a member of the Jewish community. A bar mitzvah and a bat mitzvah is not found in the Bible. You don't find those words. However, many Jewish writings point to the great feast that Father Abraham held when his son Isaac was weaned. Many Jewish writings point to the greatest feast that Father Abraham held when son Isaac was weaned. They interpret son Isaac being weaned as him putting away childish things and becoming an adult, at least a part at that age. Genesis 1:8, and the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. The word weaned means he's weaned, he's ripened, he's made plump, and he is They're to serve. He's a servant. He serves. He works. He works. He works. Therefore, many Jewish sources believe that son Isaac was 12 or 13 years old at this great feast. And that it was the prototype of Bar Mitzvah. Bar Mitzvah.
Yes, sir.
Of course, in the New Testament, Jesus was 12 years old. He had his bar mitzvah at 12. Jesus was 12 years old when he was found in the temple teaching the scriptures to the doctors. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple. Luke 2:46, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. They were astonished at 12 years old. Jesus told his parents, look, what he did, even when they went to Jerusalem and staying too long or whatever, and he said, I've got to go about my father's business. He went out there and met with those doctors and, you know, of the law and all that, started talking to them, and they came and said, where have you been? He said, I must be about my father's business. That's where I've been. 12 years old, that's what he's doing. When Joseph and Mary can just go on, no, I'm about my father's business. Oh, yeah, like a bar mitzvah. So Jesus at 12 years old was publicly declaring his responsibility. Jesus at 12 years old was publicly declaring his responsibility to be a son of the commandment, a son of the commandment. This event was like a bar mitzvah for Jesus, 12. So there are biblical foreshadowings that show the age 12/13 to be recognized as when one truly becomes a son and daughter of God. You hear?
Yes, sir.
Well, the latter tradition of a bar or bat mitzvah is copied from the archetype of son Isaac's weaning.
Yes, sir.
Son Isaac's weaning, okay? So the woman had an issue of blood for 12 years.
Yes, sir.
For 12 years. So the woman having an issue of blood for 12 years hints at a hindrance of some sort that was preventing her from really becoming bat mitzvah, a full daughter of God. This bloody flow, you see?
Yes, sir.
It was like, so this woman with an issue of blood for 12 years hints at a hindrance of some sort that was preventing her from really becoming a bat mitzvah, a full daughter of God. Something in her diseased blood was holding her back from fully becoming a mature daughter unto God.
Yes,
a physical situation this bad can hold you back some.
Yes, sir.
Something in her diseased blood was holding her back from fully becoming a mature daughter unto God. She was at a risk. She was also at risk of running out of time to get loose from this disease, because this would kill her. She was also at risk of running out of time to get loose of this disease. This woman's situations are parallels and has connections to ruler Jairus' 12-year-old daughter who lay dying, who would never have a chance to become a bat mitzvah, a full daughter of God, short of a divine miracle from God. So here she was, 12 years old. She's hindered. She's lying, dying. You hear?
Yes, sir.
There she is. So the woman with the issue of blood, even just, she grasped. The woman grasped even just the hem of his garment. The woman with the issue of blood came up behind Jesus, behind him. She's an outcast. She's impure. She's polluted. She's diseased. You hear? She can't be in the crowd. She can't be in the crowd with all the people. Came and approached and drawn near from behind at the rear, a place behind afterwards. And when she did, she caught a gaze of something remarkable. Jesus in the garment that he had on. Because this word behind takes you to, is opisthen, also to optomai, which means to gaze and something remarkable. So she was looking at it. She came from behind and she touched. Haptomai. She touched. She attached herself to. She touched. And the word hapto, she touched and fastened to so much until it set Jesus on fire. If you ever touch him, it sets him on fire, and you'll be caught on fire too. You better remember that. The word touch means that you'll catch Jesus on fire inside. Somebody touch me. My God. Ooh, where are we? And set her on fire too. You see? I mean a touch. All right? They're kissers and cleavers. Are you kind of kissing God or cleaving to God? Are you touching God or trying to throng God? So she had been longing so that she might touch the hem, the tassel, the fringe, the border of his garment, his raiment, his vesture. She reached and she touched it. She knew if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Came up behind him. Behind him. Behind him. You don't know who's behind you, but oh, if you've got virtue inside, and somebody draws that out of you, you'll turn around and you'll see. You see? Amen. So, anyway, she had been longing for such a time to be whole, to be healed, to be entire. She knew if she could just touch, grasp, get hold of, set him on fire, touch the hem of his garment, that she would be made whole. For she said within herself, Matthew 9:21, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. If I may but touch the garment. The hem of his garment can also imply the blue and white tassels found in the talit of the high priest. And remember when the high priest went into the Holy of Holies? If they could hear, they listened for the bells. As long as they could hear the bells, him moving around, they knew he was alive. But if he dropped dead, they had nobody could go up in there, had to tie a rope to his ankle and pull him out of the Holy of Holies, the veil of the temple. Yeah, I could hear the bells. Hallelujah. Now, she had been longing for such a time to be whole. She knew if she could just touch the hem of Jesus' garment, she'd be made whole. For she said within herself, if I may touch his garment, I shall be made whole. The hem of his garment can also imply a blue and white tassels found on the talit of the high priest. Also can apply to the bells and pomegranates that were attached to the hem of the high priest's garment. The bells could let people know he's still alive. Amen. He's still in there. The pomegranate, I'll just say this, that's all. And I'll stop. 613 qualities inside a pomegranate for you. Amen. So that's what he wore on the skirt of his garment. You see that?
Yes, sir.
The woman grasping for the hem of Jesus' garment was her way of seizing onto God the Father. Of attaching herself to God the Father through Jesus, of hooking on her house onto the house of God and onto the man of God, to Jesus right there. She could touch him. She'd be hooking her house on hard to the house of God and be hooking herself on hard to the man of God. There's Jesus right there, the man of God, and also men of God all the way down. She knew if she could do that. Well, the woman grasping for Jesus, she was actually seizing and getting hold of God the Father, of never letting him go, of crying out for divine help and mercy, and desperately trying to get God's attention and bring remedy to her affliction. If you touch him, you'll get his attention, he'll stop. But if you don't, if you just throng him, he won't. Keep on going. Keep going. So when Jesus felt her touch him. Virtue, dunamis, but you shall receive power. Dunamis. After that, the Holy Ghost come upon you. It's the inherent miraculous power and force of God. When Jesus felt her touch him, the garment. Virtue was pulled out of him. Virtue was pulled out of him. Virtue. Miraculous power. Force. All that. Miracle was pulled out of him. He turned around instantly and saw her. And he said in verse 22, but Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, Jesus quickly stopped still in his tracks and twisted himself around. He quite turned around. He turned around. In other words, but Jesus turned him about when he saw her. He felt the touch of his garment because that was part of who he was. It represented all kind of things that he brings, you see, just the hem of his garment. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, daughter, hey, daughter, you need a bar mitzvah. You need a bat mitzvah. Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith had made thee whole, and the woman was made whole from that hour.
Amen.
Jesus quickly stopped still in his tracks and twisted himself around.
Yes,
to see who it was that touched him, that set him on fire inside.
Hallelujah.
Turned him about. Jesus called her daughter, told her to be of good comfort, that her faith had made thee whole, that she was healed, and she was healed that very, very same hour. The healing power of Jesus did what doctors could not do. The healing power of Jesus did what doctors can't do. And let me just say this to you right quick.
Yes, sir.
2 Chronicles 16:12. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet until his sickness was exceedingly great. Yet in his disease, he sought not the Lord, but went to physicians.
Yes, sir.
Where's your trust in? What do you do? About everybody today goes to run to a doctor. What about God? I came up when people were healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Yes. Hallelujah. I grew up under men of God who did that. I know it's happened to me many, many times. I've had somebody with blinded eyes open in my service in Gastonia, North Carolina, before everybody. It's happened. It's by the power of God and who I came out of. And we operated like that. God put an anointing upon us like that. I still feel it. Are you here? So Asa, 39 years. In the 39th year of his reign, he was diseased in his feet until the disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease, he sought not the Lord, but two physicians. Jeremiah 46:11, go up to Gilead and take balm, O virgin, the daughter of Egypt. In vain shalt thou use many medicines, for thou shalt not be cured. You turn into medicine and doctors before God. That's the whole society today. I grew up, thank God, people were healed. I've had people come out of wheelchairs. I've had deaf ears open before me. All kind of thing. I came up under that. So, are you touching him or thronging him? What are you doing? Do you run to a doctor all the time, run to a physician? Is he against physicians? Well, Luke, that traveled with the Apostle Paul, he was a physician too. He was a physician. He traveled with the Apostle Paul. My father said all healing is of God. Healing straight from God, healing through medical people who really are doing right, and also your body can heal itself. Three ways. So she was healed that very self hour. The healing power of Jesus did what doctors could not do. The Gospel of Mark gives some more details in this story. Mark 5:25, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. She had gone to doctors over and over and over and over and over and over. Spent all of her money, but only grew worse. Mark 5:26, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had. She spent everything she had, but was nothing bettered, but rather she grew worse. Just running to a doctor all the time and not really touching God. So am I telling you not to go to the doctor? No, I'm not. But I'll tell you, you can go over and over and over, and if you don't touch God, nothing's going to happen. So many people were crowded around Jesus. Many people were crowded around Jesus, him walking down through there. But the woman was able to come up behind him and touch his garment. She was unclean, can't come, and she's polluted. When she heard of Jesus, Mark 5:27, she came in the press. They were thronging him on every side, hemming him in, trying to grab him, reaching, grabbing for him, grabbing. You got to touch him inside to ever get it. So many people were crowded around Jesus, but the woman was able to come up behind him and touch the garment. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press and touched the garment. Mark 5:28, for she said, if I can touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. Immediately, she was healed of her bloody flux, bloody issue. She could feel right away. She could feel right away. Feel right away that that issue had dried up right then. She could feel right away. Are you here? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. Mark 5:29. For she felt in her body. She felt. This word felt is gnosko. She absolutely knew. She was sure. She was resolved and she perceived and she was aware of and she felt and she absolutely, there it was. The evidence is stopped, it's gone. She felt it take place in her. For she said, if I may touch his clothes, may be made whole. You see that? Immediately she was healed, her bloody issue, she could feel it right away, and straightway the fountain of blood, Mark 5:29, was dried up, for she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague, that disease, straightway, all at once, immediately, not by and by, immediately, right now. She felt, she absolutely knew, felt it, and she knew that the fountain, this idea of gushing out plumply, the Greek says, very rapidly, a fountain, a source of supply, a fountain of blood was dried up. It dried, it shriveled. It withered away. It pined away. Stopped after 12 years. She was healed instantly because all these people touching him, thronging him, but she touched him. She touched him to the inside until it sets him on fire. Set him on fire inside. Hallelujah. Touch him and be healed. If you touch him, he'll stop in his tracks. Still in his track. Hallelujah. Oh, God, have us touch you, touch you, touch you. Touch you, touch you. Touch him, touch him, touch him. Touch him. Get hold of him. Grasp him. Move him inside. Move him inside. Move him, move him, move him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy Ghost, bring the healing power of God. You got to touch him. You got to stop him still in his track. You got to, if you touch him, he'll stop him still in his tracks. He'll stop still in his tracks. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Either touch him or keep what you have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, baby, take it. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Lola Bakaha, read my soul code. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateas Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of His truth and a deeper level of relationship with Himself.